If I put a small value on myself, the world will outbid me. If I put a small value on myself, the world will outbid me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I never cease to be amazed at how slow people learn, how slow they adhere to programs. Here at the monastery, University of Healing, School of the Master, I say to everyone, do everything perfectly. Do everything with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being. If you're going to play a musical piece, play it correctly. If you're going to do anything, do it correctly. Well, tonight, again at the table was set, and things were forgotten. Oh, happy little things were remembered, little dessert dishes and other things were remembered. But the candle that we always have at the table was not remembered. It wasn't even thought about. It wasn't even given any attention. And even when I paid attention to it, nobody else paid attention to it. It's a little thing, a small thing. But that's what the world will outbid us on. If you will say terrible things, the world's going to think that that's who you are. When you go around enjoying things that are not supposed to be enjoyed, so to speak, the world's going to look at you and say, oh, that's what you like, that's what you enjoy. That's who you are. And we have to be very careful. I think one of the most beautiful organizations in the world is the organization called the Mafia. It's probably one of the most beautiful organizations in the whole world. Because what it represents is, it represents people who feel that they can have anything they want, and they can take it, and they can do whatever they want to do. And it doesn't matter who they hurt. It doesn't matter who is touched by whatever they do. It doesn't matter at all. The only thing they care about is it going to be something that's going to bless them? Bless them. It's going to be something that's going to fill their pockets. No. We are the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited. And we are an organization that dedicates ourselves to truth, honesty, integrity, goodness, all that kind of stuff. And we had an opportunity to experience something today which was a charming experience. We created it, as we create all things in our life as a test. And the test is not so much what we did, but what our attitude is about it. And we created a bunch of Mexicans coming on our property for days, quietly under a tree right under our nose here by our parking lot, placing large packages of marijuana. Very large. They're 2 foot cube, you know. Maybe 3 foot. 2 foot, 2.5 foot. It's very large. And they're green, and they're placed under this bush that we didn't even notice. Because they came in and brought it in bundle by bundle until they had 6 bundles there. And while our pool man was working in the pool, cleaning it out, he happened to look over and he saw this blue pickup truck come on the property, which he didn't recognize, and he recognized it from other places in the area, in the community, and he wondered what it was doing here. And as he looked, he saw men getting out and coming up and putting a bundle of marijuana in the back of his pickup truck. And then he saw our man seeing him, and so immediately they all scrambled and ran and drove off with the truck. Well, the truck was caught by the Border Patrol, and the man wasn't in the truck, so he could not be found guilty. But the other five bundles of marijuana were laying down there beneath the tree. And the Border Patrol came, and they picked it up and took it away. And they said it was worth, maybe $60,000, $80,000 in value, maybe $100,000 altogether. And that's kind of nice. Now, if we hadn't reported this, and we had kept the money for ourselves, kept the marijuana for ourselves, and sold it locally and so forth, wouldn't that have been great? Oh my, how the university can use that money, and how wonderful it would be. We would be violating every principle that we have in our mind. Every principle. Number one, we'd be stealing from somebody else, even though it's wrong for them to have it. It's stealing from somebody else. Number two, we are promoting the use of marijuana on the market, which we don't promote. We don't recommend it. There are doctors who recommend it. There are articles who talk good about it and stuff like that. But in the last analysis, it is like cocaine. It's using a drug that is going to give you a momentary high, and then it's going to give you some lows. And this is what marijuana does, too. I have had many of my counselees who have been on marijuana, and I've worked with them, and we've gotten them clear of the drugs, and they are now living fabulous lives, glorious lives, free of that habit. But if they had that habit, they thought nothing of going and stealing from other people to get money to help their habit. They felt nothing about going and hurting another person to take his money, even to killing older people and taking their life savings and buying marijuana. They felt nothing about that. You see, when we have principle, and when we live by the principle, if I put a small value on myself, the world will outbid me. You understand that? Because the world is going to recognize you did this thing and you don't value yourself. I don't want you around. I don't want you in my world. If you would ever consider taking something that didn't belong to you, I don't want you in my world. If you could walk through a house and the house was for sale, and on the dining room table, someone had left their wallet. And people are walking through. No one would know that it was left or that you took it or whatever, because there's so much traffic through. No one would know. And you took the wallet and took the money. Now, could you, as a spiritually illumined person, which we all are, live with yourself on doing that? Could you take anything that doesn't belong to you and steal it? Well, now, if you couldn't steal that, how much more could you not steal something like the big packages of marijuana that were out in our backfield here? You see, principle is very demanding on us. It does not give us a maybe, or maybe there's sometimes it's okay, or a little bit doesn't hurt, you know. Principle says it's either wrong or it's right. Principle is not a lovely thing. Principle is very stern and very perfect, very wonderful. And people hate principle because it's not human. It's not gentle. It's not loving. And when they have that attitude toward principle that is not human, gentle, and loving, then they say principle is bad. And Jesus made a statement, and we've repeated this often, it is done unto you according to your belief. So whatever you believe is what you are experiencing. And it's not a matter that what you're experiencing, but it's what your attitude is about it. Are you saying that everybody's against you? Are you saying that everybody thinks that you're a terrible person, that everybody wants to hurt you, and that everybody is looking at you and trying to find fault with you? If that's what you're thinking, well, that's just an attitude. Now, if your attitude is, hey, I made a mistake, and I'm stopping it now, and I'm going on and being a good person. Now, I don't care whether you believe in me or not. I believe in me. I believe in me. I have changed my way. I am going to be a beautiful person. When you can say that of yourself, then that's all that matters. But then you must live it. Then when everybody jumps on your back and tries to push you down and tell you how terrible you are, you have to just say, hey, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Hey, but don't be so terrible like that. Just say, yes, I made a mistake, and I'm no longer doing it. I'm now walking the straight and narrow path. And if you didn't do it, if you were asked, did you take that pencil from the table, you know, and you didn't even know there was a pencil there, but you felt guilty about it because someone thought to ask you if you took that pencil, then, you know, can you say no, period? The more you defend yourself, the more you're saying how many times in the past you have done bad things that you're not very proud of. Just accept it, say no. And if they want to continue blaming you, that's their privilege. There's not much you can do about it. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So if someone has a point of view that they're standing on and they're thinking that you're a terrible person, that's their business. There's nothing going to change that. You only are aware of the truth about yourself. So, you see, if I put small value on myself, the world will outbid me. And what that means is, if I put small value on myself, the world says, if you don't value yourself, you must know. You're inside yourself. So you must be a pretty bad. And if you have small value, you must really be pretty bad, you know. And most people say, yes, I like me. Yes, I'm nice. Yes, I'm good. I'm a nice person. Yes, you know, even when they're not so nice. But that's what most people do. But what do you do? Do you say, hey, made a mistake. Now I'm going to go my perfect way. Go my perfect way. Yeah. It's the way the world goes around and the way the world operates. Are you ready to go your way? Are you ready to stand forth on principle? Are you ready to release that marijuana that was sitting out in the field there worth all that money that was just laying out there, you know, just laying out there. And nobody even knew about it. The dogs knew about it. They told us every day that there's something going on out there, but we didn't go far enough to see what was going on out there. And, I mean, that's like the Border Patrol people said, that's pretty brazen to put it right under your nose like that. But that's the point. Who would think of going looking there? Because we walk the path, and it's far enough away that we wouldn't even see it. It was over a little bluff. And so our saying is, we want nothing to do with it. And then, when the Border Patrol people came here, the guy came in one car, and there was a Border Patrol chasing the blue truck. And then the guy came in one car, a beautiful white Buick Riviera, whatever it was, you know, beautiful car, and with a normal license plate on it. And then he said, I'm, you know, from the Border Patrol. And he had on a red sweatshirt and a shirt, you know, looking very casual and normal jeans and what have you. I said, how do I know you're with it, you know? And he flashed his badge. And, of course, how do you know that that's it either? I mean, because if these guys are going to be running drugs like that, they've got all those things figured out. And so I said, Ellen, you better call the Border Patrol and find out if that guy really is from the Border Patrol. She did, and he was. And so then a few minutes later, a beautiful expedition, white expedition, just like ours, came pulling up there. And these three young men jumped out in their dark clothing. And I said, "Oh, are you sure?" And then I said to our handyman, I said, "You think they're really Border Patrol?" "Yeah, yeah." He says, I've seen their cars before." But you see, we did not want to give the drugs to the wrong people. And we wanted to have them take it off our property. We didn't want it on our property because we want nothing to do with it. Actually, they were right on the edge of our property. It was right just over on the BLM land. It was just off our property by maybe about 5 or 6 feet. Just on the edge.
That is interesting.
And wasn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It wasn't on our land.
That's true.
And,
And
that's the only thing we want. But we never, and we train ourselves in this, want something that's not ours. Because it only brings you heartache, unhappiness, and it can put you in jail. Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.